You're theorizing a planet X, which a couple astronomers say it is in the solar system, could be a twin star, a dwarf, round dwarf star. What do you think's going on there?
Well, it's definitely a planet. And the one thing that NASA happened about a month ago is NASA SOHO satellite actually got a picture of the dark twin. And the only one of all the people that have ever discussed what might be happening with Planet X, the only ones to ever mention that there was a twin to the Earth on the other side of the sun are the Zetas. And the message that Nancy Leader has telepathically given on 39,000 pages of website. That's got to be several hundred thousand pages, actually, of writing if you printed it out. But so what's happening is that it's in between the Earth and the sun right now. And people say, well, it's supposed to be a dwarf star and it's off distant. But you see, they say Planet X. They don't say Star X. You don't see astronomers meeting in groups saying, well, it's a terrible problem we have with stars going through solar systems. What are we going to do? I mean, that just doesn't happen. And this is an actual planet, and it's almost halfway between the Earth and the sun now. More and more people are getting pictures of it every day. But supposedly, the Zeta said, and now this is a hard idea to wrap your mind around, that the Earth actually stopped in its orbit around December of 2003. Actually, Christmas Day is what they say. And what happened is, this planet that's the same size as the Earth, that doesn't have any atmosphere, doesn't have any oceans, this doesn't reflect any light because it's black, it's not a star, but it's the same size as the Earth, in our Earth orbit that we never see because it's on the other side of the sun. Once the Earth stopped in its orbit because Planet X was blocking the orbit, mm-hmm. coming at us from the opposite direction. So once it stopped the Earth, this dark twin supposedly caught up with us. Well, it just showed up about a month ago on the NASA SOHO satellite. There, next to the sun, is a whole dark blue black planet.
Now, they're obviously not showing us these pictures.
Well, the thing is with the SOHO is that they have programs to eliminate things, and I guess they never figured that was going to show up, so it wasn't in there writing it out of the picture. So, but what you have to do is they continually download new images, and they aren't giving you can't break into the archive and say, I want to see that one. So you have to be actually watching the SOHO site, and when that image comes on, and now there are thousands of people around the world doing that, so they're able to capture it. But to me, that is the absolute confirmation, because the Zetas are the only ones that we're talking about this. And so what you have is the Earth is trying to rearrange, and it's loosening, the proximity of it is loosening all the tectonic fingers that hold the plates in position. And you have subduction under Japan, but it sort of sprang at Japan. And when it did, it lifted up the part that's underwater, that's just offshore, and that's what flipped the water back over Japan. In some places, they say 23 miles.
You know what?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, you look at the force of the water, and then you imagine what the Zetas say about a 600-foot tidal surge, because if the Earth were to stop spinning, people don't realize all the water in the spin accumulates around the equator. So if the Earth stops spinning, all the water goes back towards the poles. So when it starts spinning again, that water comes back all of a sudden. So that's what they're talking about, a 600-foot tidal surge, not a wave, a surge. And you saw that in Japan today, the awesome power of a 33-foot wave just sweeping everything in front of it. And you could imagine a 600-foot tidal surge.
Oh, my God.
So the Zetas have not given a timing calendar, because they say that there are very selfish people on Earth that would use that against the average person. So they're going to surprise everyone at the same time. But
and the Zetas, aren't they the same ones that Barney and Betty Hill had talked about, one of the major abductee cases?
I think they are, but I really don't know.
Zeta Reticuli, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that they are.
And they gave her a map, and it was accurate. So you have to believe it is the same group.
Well, let me tell you, Gordon, what I find to be fascinating and kind of scary at the same time, and that is two astronomers talking about, yes, there's a Planet X in the solar system. We're coming up to the Mayan calendar date. We've been talking about X flares coming from the sun. The moon, the full moon, the next one we're going to have is going to be one of the closest we've had in years. All this is happening at the same time.
Exactly, and it's only going to get worse from here on in. This is just an introduction, because the thing is that there really wasn't any movement. Japan didn't get closer to the United States, and the United States didn't get closer to Japan, but they are going to end up closer together. In order for that to happen, the finger of the Eurasian plate that contains India, Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines, and parts of Vietnam and Thailand, and Western Australia, when the Pacific slips under that, it's going to lift that up. So the east side of Australia is going to rise, but it's going to push back and shove India right under the Himalayas. So Nancy likes to say that we're at 7 out of 10 and 10 is pole shift, but we have a long ways to go. And the way to look at what's happening, and people don't even talk about Indonesia sinking. There are parts of Jakarta that are 80 feet lower in the last month and a half. And at first they said it was flooding. Now it's all salt water, so of course it isn't flooding. It's subsidence. And the way that that's happening is take a wide ribbon and lay it on the table in front of you, put your left hand on the left side of it, and take your right hand and slide the other end of the ribbon towards it, and it folds. So you get these little ups and downs. And that's the pressure right now that's on Malaysia and Indonesia right this minute.
What about North America, Gordon? What do you see there?
North America is absolutely one of the strongest, most stable plates. So it's not going to break up. But what is going to happen is there's a very weak spot. And, you know, it's so interesting. FEMA just ordered $1 billion worth of freeze-dried meals.
They're
not saying why. And then on April 28th, they're having a duck cover and stay, which you have to love, exercise for 8 states. Because when the New Madrid Fault goes, and that's what the Zetas say. This is a series of events. First, Japan is rocked by a series of 8+ earthquakes. So this is one. And then the New Madrid Fault goes, and then the Atlantic Rift widens, and that sends a tsunami across the middle of England and wipes out Denmark.